Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a picture-perfect weekend where I am. Beautiful skies, warm temperatures, and just a hint of a wind. And it's a great weekend to enjoy your summer. It's also a great weekend to gather some health facts. That's what we're going to send out in your direction. 888-302-3684. We got some interesting stuff to discuss on today's Intelligent Medicine. Then we're going to talk about dementia. Dementia might be related to your levels of the all-important vitamin, vitamin D. I guess that's why they call it dementia. And it turns out, conclusively proven once and again that fruits and vegetables are beneficial for you. 888-302-3684, that's our number. You can start dialing if you care to. And it turns out that my prediction was correct. Remember that over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about the Ebola virus pandemic. And no, just as I said, Ebola has not turned into the zombie apocalypse. Lots of hype in the press. I mean, this isn't like a scary story. It's almost like axiomatic that the amount of time that they spend hyping a story is in direct proportion to the likelihood that that story will burgeon into a reality. They did this with SARS. They've done this countless times with various threats of terrible viruses. And the only terrible viruses that seem to decimate the population of the world are the ones in those apocalyptic movies. That's such a trope in these dystopic movies that we tend to expect it. And, you know, the press, the media, they tease us with the prospect of, it's kind of a boring summer weekend, but it may turn into the end of the world as people's bodies literally dissolve from this terrible hemorrhagic virus. And there's been some real misconceptions here, so let me set the record straight. You'll recall that last week when we did the broadcast, literally in real time, we were watching the first victim, the first healthcare worker being evacuated to America to be treated at Gray Memorial Hospital in Atlanta. And it was crazy because this guy was wearing like a spacesuit and he was walking with assistance from the ambulance into the hospital. And lots of people called the talk shows and said, that is a mistake. How could our government let us down and let this terrible scourge unleash it upon the continental United States? At the very least, it's in Africa, and we're separated by an ocean, and we can quarantine it there, and let them die like flies over there, but don't even hint at bringing it into the United States. Well, they were wrong, and I got to reinforce that the Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta is precisely where these victims of Ebola virus should be, because A, they can get the very best care possible, and B, it's not a coincidence that this is just a hospital in Atlanta. I mean, why didn't they just send them to Boston? Why didn't they send them to Mass General Hospital? That's a very good hospital. Why didn't they send them to New York? There's some great hospitals in New York. We call First Avenue in New York Bedpan Alley because there's so many hospitals, Mount Sinai and NYU and Cornell, Columbia and Beth Israel. Well, why not send these folks to New York or perhaps Philadelphia? There's some great hospitals there. Atlanta happens to be the site of a little entity called the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the world's foremost place where you want to do research on emerging viruses and plagues. And so between the cooperation and the resources of the CDC and the lockdown capability of Grady Hospital in Atlanta, this is precisely where these folks should be, because A, they've got a better chance at surviving, and B, we can do some really good research on the virus, find out why some people survive, what are the survival factors, what works, what doesn't work, take samples, cultivate the samples, learn the chinks in the armor of this very, very deadly virus. So, you know, I'm not standing with the people who are saying that our government has betrayed us by allowing the virus to come into America. And then there are those, and this is really interesting because you knew this would happen. There's this big debate going on about why, oh, why is it that we took these white volunteers from America and we gave them the best possible therapy, and yet in Africa, hundreds, perhaps now thousands, are dying of Ebola, and they're, you know, we just relegate them to their fate. So there are even ministers in Africa saying, this is unfair. You know, you're the richest country in the world, and yes, you're selectively treating your citizens, helping them get better, but you're not sharing that precious, miraculous serum that has turned them around with the health authorities in our countries. And so I would posit it this way. What if it were to be the reverse, and we were to say, hey, we got this new vaccine, or we got this new amazing concoction, a cocktail of monoclonal antibodies. This particular remedy is called ZMapp, and it's a cocktail of monoclonal antibodies that are prepared from tobacco plants and derived from mice, and somehow put together in an astounding feat of science to attack the virus. But the stuff was ramped up real quickly and thrown together in an ad hoc fashion. And typically, this requires a lot of testing. But we fast-tracked it for the two individuals who were 4-plus sick and perhaps saved their lives by administering this magic serum. Well, what if the situation were reversed and we said, well, we're not going to test it on Americans. We're going to test it on Africans. What would people have said? It would have been a little like the Tuskegee, Alabama syphilis experiment, where they took a group of mostly impoverished blacks and they treated some for syphilis and they left others untreated. And they conducted basically a inhumane experiment on a minority population, on a group of poor African-Americans, some of whom went on to develop advanced syphilis because they were guinea pigs. Well, are we going to turn Africans into guinea pigs, or are we going to select our own American citizens to be guinea pigs? It cuts both ways, because while this serum seems to have worked, it could have been a bloody disaster. It could have hastened the demise of these individuals and could have caused all kinds of horrible side effects. And they were bold pioneers in opting to receive this therapy as a last-ditch effort to save their lives, and apparently it did. So we're advancing science. And, okay, so what's next? Are we going to cook up a whole batch of this very, very elaborate serum to administer to Africans? Not so fast, because this stuff is very hard to make. We don't even know if it's the right combination. This is our first shot at it. It's probably going to take, at the very least, months, perhaps years, before we get it right. Maybe in the future we'll have it available. And, oh, by the way, the stuff is super expensive. It probably costs, if not hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands for a course of treatment. And there are now, by the latest counts, hundreds, perhaps thousands of sufferers of Ebola in Africa. And we just don't have enough of the stuff to go around. And, oh, by the way, the situation in Africa is complicated because Africans are attacking hospitals. They're attacking healthcare workers because they see that if you go to the hospital, that's where you die. And they're thinking in a paranoid and conspiratorial and primitive thinking fashion that it's the hospitals that are causing people to die. And so the whole infrastructure in Africa, very poorly developed. One of the big problems, the burial practice of the Africans involves washing the body. That's not a good idea. These bodies need to be disposed of immediately because contact with bodily fluids is what's causing the transmission of the virus. And so Tony Fauci, head of the CDC, acknowledged that these high-tech drugs are remarkable, but high-tech is not the answer when it comes to the Ebola epidemic. We need simple measures, supportive measures, to A, quarantine people effectively, give them supportive treatment, keep their fluids balanced, giving them simple IVs is a big feat in many parts of Africa. You know, every good horror movie has the villagers, you know, with the pitchforks and the torches marching on the Dr. Frankenstein, who says, "No, in the name of science, we need to study this." And there's an anti-science bias that's unleashed by events like this. Even an anti-immigrant pitch, because they think, oh, if Ebola is going to come across the border. Well, a far bigger problem is the tuberculosis that's coming across the border with the immigrants. That's a bigger problem. Ebola is not going to nail us. It's not going to turn America into the scene of a zombie apocalypse. A lot of misreporting and a lot of alarmist stuff has been circulated this week. And we're going to learn more about this virus. We're going to tamp down the epidemic, and as in the past, Ebola itself will burn itself out because it's so deadly that it's going to kill its victims, and then there won't be anybody to pass it along. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. That's our number, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, it's been estimated that as baby boomers age, and now baby boomers are reaching Social Security age, many of us boomers are in our late 50s, into our 60s, and the likelihood of developing dementia is skyrocketing. And because baby boomers are such a large demographic bulge in the population, it's estimated that by the year 2030, we may have 16 million Americans suffering from moderate to severe dementia. And that's a burden on our healthcare system that is impossible to calculate. So many of the new drugs that are targeting dementia don't work. I wrote an article a few weeks back. You can find it at drhoffman.com. It's 18 ways to combat Alzheimer's disease. And it talks about various natural ways of fighting back against this because the drugs simply don't work. The drugs are ineffective. And it's been a big bust for the pharmaceutical industry. So more and more we're focusing on prevention. This week, big article, vitamin D deficiency linked to dementia. Older people without sufficient vitamin D are more likely to develop dementia and Alzheimer's disease. A research project looked at 1,658 adults, age 65 and older, and they followed them for 6 years. 171 participants developed dementia, 102 had Alzheimer's disease. So that's a pretty high rate of developing dementia and Alzheimer's disease. The study found that people who had low levels of vitamin D had, get this, a 53% increased risk of developing dementia. Those who were severely deficient, remember, it's 53% increase with just a low level of vitamin D, but those who were severely deficient, they had a 125% increased risk compared to participants with normal levels of vitamin D. And they found the same thing with Alzheimer's disease. The moderately deficient group, 69% more likely to develop this type of dementia, Alzheimer's. It jumped to 122% increased risk for those severely deficient. And, oh, you might say, well, okay, the folks who were vitamin D deficient, they were poorly educated, they were smokers, maybe they drank a lot of booze. No, they adjusted for that in the study. So the researchers actually found the association twice as strong as they had expected. They knew there was possibly an association, but they found it was very, very, very strong. And they say that there are now 44 million cases of dementia worldwide. The number is expected to triple by 2050 as a result of population aging. The study was published in the American Academy of Neurology. All right, here's another way that we can enhance our brain function naturally with a simple use of simple supplements or just even a diet modification. People who eat fish at least once a week have larger gray matter volumes in their brains. According to the study, the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, if you eat fish just once a week, your hippocampus, that's the big memory and learning center of your brain, is 14% larger than in people who don't eat fish that frequently. 14% in what's called the orbital frontal cortex, which is responsible for executive functioning, think judgment, think evaluative skills, think higher mental and cognitive functioning. 4% increase with just one fish serving per week. And, you know, clearly there is no drug that can do that. And the question is whether or not higher doses of fish consumption or omega-3 fatty acid consumption using EPA, in particular DHA, which seems to be very, very important for the brain, could have additional benefits in terms of preventing brain shrinkage and maintaining the size and functionality of these critical regions of the brain that are associated with thinking. So this is really important stuff. It appears also that studies show that omega-3 fatty acids also help with the fluidity of the membranes of cells. And that's very important for the functioning of brain cells and neurons. The cell membranes that surround them, they become sort of hardened and less responsive without the fluidizing effects of omega-3 fatty acids. So that may be one of the ways in which omega-3 fatty acids work to enhance cognitive functioning. Very important. So eat fish, make sure it's low in mercury, and take your omega-3 supplements because we need to fend off cognitive decline. Take your vitamin D as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684. That's our number for Intelligent Medicine if you care to call.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at NordicNaturals.com.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's summertime, and this last week I had a staycation. I did a bunch of things in the city, and I got around to seeing some Broadway plays. Once, by the way, is great. It's got to be seen. I also saw Motown, which is a compilation of just about every soul hit that you can imagine. Martha Vandellas, The Supremes, The Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Michael Jackson, and Smokey Robinson of the Miracles. And then there was this cat named Marvin Gaye. And Marvin Gaye very much associated with my college experience, because they constantly were playing, they're playing Marvin Gaye on the jukebox. And, you know, I didn't pay that much attention to the words, but the words are particularly resonant for us today. It's 2014. In 1971, Marvin Gaye wrote a song called The Ecology. And it was part of an album called What's Going On. You know the song, What's Going On? I'm not going to sing because I got a lousy voice. But the Ecology goes, mercy, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. And one of the lines, you know, he's talking about environmental pollution. I didn't realize that Marvin Gaye was an environmental activist. I just thought he was kind of a good Motown singer. But this is a protest song. And one of the lines in the song is, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy me. All the fish have mercury. I thought it was pretty prescient for 1971. They realized that an environmental disaster was underway. And what are we talking? It's now nearly 45 years after the advent of that song, and we're still fighting the ravages of environmental pollution. And it wasn't, the world didn't come to an end, but that was the dawning of awareness that we were doing irrevocable harm to ourselves, our health, our planet, and they knew it then. All right, this story is an interesting one because it's a resurrection of a theme that has haunted chiropractors for decades. Any chiropractors listening to this program or the podcast? Well, listen up, because this is a story that's close to home for you. I remember back, way back when, this is decades ago, that I talked to a relative of mine, and she was having a lot of headaches, neck pain, and nothing was helping. And I said, well, why don't you go to a chiropractor? And she said, well, my brother won't let me. I said, well, what, your brother won't let you? He's a neurologist. He should, you know, encourage you to go to a chiropractor. I mean, whatever he's done hasn't helped you. And she said, well, he says that if I go to a chiropractor, I'll get a stroke. And I said, wow, that is really ignorant of the facts, because chiropractors can really help patients who have neck and head pain. And they do so through a variety of manipulations. But one of the most startling things that chiropractors do is they do like a little quick neck snap. And it's like, and I've had this done, and it feels really good. It loosens up your stiff neck. But it feels weird because you can look, you know, like cracking your knuckles. Headline from WebMD. Chiropractic manipulation of neck. Stroke risk? This is from this Thursday. Getting your neck adjusted by a chiropractor or osteopathic doctor may be associated with an increased risk of stroke, according to a scientific statement released today by the American Heart Association. Okay, the American Heart Association, well, they continue in the long tradition of maligning chiropractic that was undertaken, way back in the 1960s, they undertook a campaign to brand chiropractic quackery. Well, a guy named Wilk, who is a very obstreperous chiropractor, sued the AMA for slander and with the implication that it was restraint of trade monopolistic practice by mainstream medicine and that they were trying to eradicate the competition. And he won. It took years and years of litigation, but he pushed back against claims by the American Medical Association that chiropractic was quackery. But here comes the American Heart Association. They say that the energetic thrusts and rotations sometimes used in neck manipulation may cause a small tear in the artery walls in the neck. The condition is called cervical artery dissection or vertebral artery dissection, as the case may be. And then, this tear occurs with sudden movement, yada, yada. The techniques for cervical manipulation include a rotation of the neck and sometimes a forceful thrust. They say that these artery wall injuries are an important cause of stroke in young and middle-aged adults, yada, yada. And so they claim that we strongly believe that patients should be informed of this association before undergoing neck manipulation. And this is a little bit of a scare tactic. It was published in the journal Stroke. All right, so here are the facts. I actually spent some time looking this up, and my chiropractic colleagues will rejoice. Vertebral artery dissection is a pretty rare phenomenon. There's only 3,000 per year in the entire U.S. It's 1 per 100,000 members of the population in America. Among strokes, only 1 in 233 strokes are vertebral artery dissections. 75% of them make a good recovery. Rarely do you die from one of these, but it's bad. It ain't good. Some studies claim that as many as 30% of vertebral artery dissections are due to chiropractic adjustments, but that is absolutely a lie. More reasonable estimates are that at most 1% to 2% of these rare events are related to chiropractic adjustment. Most are related to motor vehicle accidents. When you get whiplash, you can actually cause an artery to tear. And chiropractors are well aware of this possibility. They have to, because they don't want to be accused of causing this, because this could be a big malpractice suit or cause for professional discipline. And they are trained to look out for signs of a stroke. Now, the claim by chiropractors, and I think this is accurate, is that sometimes people come to the chiropractor's office and they say, I've got horrible neck pain or I've got a horrible headache. And it's a mistake not to do a proper evaluation. Chiropractors are aware of this. They're trained to make sure that the person isn't actually having a vertebral artery dissection that could be worsened or compounded by neck manipulation. But, you know, it's not the chiropractor who caused it. The person who sought help is experiencing it. And a study in Canada, I believe this was in Toronto, found that the incidence of vertebral artery dissection after seeing a chiropractor is no greater than that after seeing a primary care practitioner. In other words, people go to the doctor when they're having neck pain or headaches, and it may be that the dissection is already in progress. But nonetheless, chiropractors need to be aware of symptoms like dizziness or inability to talk. Or the key is, if you have a pain in your neck or head that's unlike anything you've ever had before, that is a cardinal sign that you may have one of these rare stroke events. And hopefully a well-trained chiropractor is going to identify it and refer you for immediate therapy, because time's a wastin' if you actually have a stroke in progress. You need to treat it very, very expeditiously. So I got to say, I'm not a big fan of this American Heart Association pronouncement. I think the chiropractors are responsible. They're not creating havoc. They're not causing people to stroke out with inappropriate treatments. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Call us if you like to. And we got lots more coming up on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Once again, we're here to prove that mom was right. You should eat your fruits and veggies. I mean, we knew that. We knew that. But countless dollars have been expended on scientific studies to substantiate this modest proposition. And this month, yet another study has been completed to fortify this assertion. High fruit and veggie diet linked to lower risk of heart disease and death. And they say that what's new in the study is that researchers saw a dose-response relationship. So it wasn't just an apple a day. It was the more fruits and vegetables people ate, the less likely they were to have heart problems or, and here's the ultimate payoff, or die while researchers were studying them. But, and it's been widely reported this way, which I think is unfair, the protective effects of fruits and veggies leveled out at 5 servings per day. So the headlines have been, don't bother eating more than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day because new study shows that that's a waste of time. But these studies, they're not that conclusive, even though they involve a lot of people. This looked at 16 studies involving more than 800,000 people lasting up to 26 years. And what they're saying here is that eating more than 5 servings per day may confer benefits in some other areas that weren't evaluated. I mean, if you're not looking for it, you may not see a result. But for example, stroke risk, there's a possibility that even more in the way of fruits and vegetables would confer protection against stroke or certain types of cancer or other types of diseases. So clearly there's no harm from a high plant diet, so go for it. Vitamins, minerals, fiber, and phytochemicals are among the suspected agents that help to improve blood lipids and relax the arteries, reducing blood pressure, and may have an impact on insulin resistance and chronic inflammation, which are all part of the causation of America's number one killer, heart disease. All right. This is also a story that has some important implications this week. In the past, studies have shown a very slight increased risk for breast cancer with the use of birth control pills, or alternatively, none at all. So it's gone back and forth. Is there a risk? Is there not? Well, new study, August issue of Cancer Research, shows that women taking birth control pills are at a higher risk for breast cancer, but that risk depends on the amount of estrogen in that particular pill. So there are some birth control pills that specifically are low estrogen. One of them is even called low estrin. But even birth control pills with the current day dosing of estrogens, which is lower, can significantly increase breast cancer risk. So consult with your gynecologist about the lowest possible dose. The names of the birth control pills that have the lowest possible dose of estrogen are Aless, Bayaz, Lacina, Lorina, and Merced. I don't know where they get these names. The highest doses are ones like Microgynon, Norinil, Ogestrel, and Zovia, to name a few. So we'll put this list up at drhoffman.com. We publish a list of resources usually by Monday or Tuesday after our weekend broadcast, and we'll provide you with a link to this story so you can find out which birth control pill is right for you should you decide to go that way. But there's no free ride with birth control pills. Even the lowest doses can slightly increase the risk for breast cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this item just in, dry cleaning chemicals they smell noxious, and they permeate our clothes often when we bring them back from the dry cleaner. And one of the things that I do is if I get dry cleaning back, I hang the clothes outside. Or when I used to have a garage, I would just, take the clothes, put them in the garage, hang them up, and then bring them back in, because they have to gas off. They have to get rid of that toxic smell. It's not just unpleasant, it's dangerous. Dry cleaning fluids are rich in something called PERC, or perchlorate. And perchlorate is an endocrine-disrupting chemical. This just in, common chemical in mothers may negatively affect the IQ of their unborn children. In some women, abnormally high levels of a common and pervasive chemical may lead to adverse effects in their offspring. This is published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. This stuff affects the thyroid and can have a negative effect on thyroid function, thus impacting the IQ of the offspring. So watch out for dry cleaning. Yeah, I just feel sorry for people who work at dry cleaning stores. Maybe they just don't, they're ignorant. They just don't even know the hazards are that great. Also, this new study, type 2 diabetics can live longer than people without the disease. Why should that be? Why should you live longer if you have blood sugar abnormalities? It turns out that many type 2 diabetics take a drug called metformin, and patients treated with metformin had a significant improvement in survival, even compared to non-diabetics. So think of metformin, something that controls blood sugar, as potentially a longevity-enhancing medication. It's one of the few medications that I actually think is a, quote, good medication, and I use it frequently in my diabetics. Often we don't need to rely on it, but as a medication, it's pretty good. Seems to have beneficial effects. All right, stay tuned. Many of you, we have an additional hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.